we won't go any farther than that. Anyway, we'll just leave it at that. Randy had a birthday. Yeah, that's right. So, since y'all about got married, has anybody confused him for your dad? No, never mind. Anyway. Yet. Okay. He's not been married very long. Okay. Okay, let's all stand and sing happy birthday to Brandy. Anybody had an anniversary since last Steve's here last time? Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Now, which one are we singing? We're going to sing page 336 with some protest. But anyway. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His man. I know 301 is the other one, but this is the cowboy version, and this is the one I wanted to do. And the last time I asked her to do this song, she didn't know it, wasn't she? But we played, and we did perfectly.
But I played it today by timing, and you
moved back. I know, I did. But let's keep going with the cowboy version.
Redeemed, how I love to prepare new verse again. Flame it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am.
To see. Isn't it good to be redeemed? It's a good feeling to be redeemed. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessings, your goodness, all your mercy and grace. And Father, we're so thankful that we can be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you for the day you touched my heart and my life and you changed me. And Father, we just ask you today to come and be with us, to minister to us in this service. Have your way in this service. And Lord, I pray we'll step aside and allow you to move. Change us today. Excite us. Lord, equip us. And Father, we just pray that we'll leave different than we was when we came in. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Good to have you today. Good to see each one here. As far as announcements, let's remember our service this evening, 5:45 prayer room. The worship will be at 6. Remember our midweek service. We've been having some very good Wednesday evening services, and Lord's just been blessing abundantly. And so if you're missing those, you're missing it. And next Sunday, I want to remember at 5 o'clock, I want to meet with all the Sunday school teachers and the children's church workers at next Sunday evening at 5 before the service. Brother Tim and wants to meet, and we want to meet together and talk, and as we revamp and do a few things different. So remember this. Any other announcements? Second. Okay. Remember, I'd say Miss Pauline will be excited to death to see him. We won't go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Remembering all the ones in her bulletin and in her box, and take any special requests you may have this morning. Any special? Unspoken. How many's got an unspoken this morning? Aren't you glad the Lord knows all about them? Who? I do. If you've noticed, the shingles are there, and we got a call this past week and said they would be here, so it would be the Lord's will starting in the morning on putting the shingles on the roof. So, Ray and Donna and JM and Joanne, they'll be traveling today. They're going over to North Carolina to their kind of family reunion, decoration family reunion, I guess it can together. Any others? This will be all that will. Let's come and gather around the altar. All that'll come this morning. Brother Sam, would you lead this morning?
Lord, we just Yes. Okay. The same ones came last year. We need to call them. Okay. Did you have their number? Didn't you get them? Sacred Harmony, Sacred... What is
If our ushers will come, we'll receive a morning tithe and offering. Brother Nathan, would you ask the blessing over the offering?
Lord, just thank you here for this day. You've blessed each and every one of us with bringing us back out to your house. Lord, I just pray you be with the service today. And I want the one that brings the message, Lord, be with this offering, Lord. Just bless the ones that they will give, Lord, in one name. Lord, I just pray that this offering be used. Your name be uplifted. In the name I pray.
Amen.
Thank you.
it's 2:37, don't we? Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I'm showering his arms this morning.
Amen.
Glory.
Praise
his holy name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 The Lord. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? It's praising. The Lord. Anyone got anything on your heart? Lord. Anyone else, you have anything on your heart? Be obedient to the Lord.
I follow you. I got the last couple of weeks when you were teaching a couple of weeks ago.
That's a deep spiritual thought right there. Anyone else? God, and that's just what he does. Anyone else? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Let's be obedient to the Lord. Prepared, but I don't have to preach. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's us, the redeemed. The Lord. You know what the word redeemed really means? It means to buy back. To buy something back that has been lost. We was on an auction block being sold to the high bidder of the world. And Jesus came in with his blood and paid the price and bought us back. Brought us back and set us where we ought to be. God's design is for us to be, and he has redeemed us. Aren't you glad this morning for the redeeming grace of God? Boy, I was thinking of Ruth and Naomi, and as they come out and it looked bad, and everyone had died in the families, and they come back, they didn't have any hope, but Boaz stepped on the scene. Boaz is our redeemer, Jesus Christ, a picture of you, stepped on the scene, and he shut the murder of all about us, but he took her in himself. Well, glory, hallelujah. Jesus ought to have nothing to do with us. We ought to deserve hell and torment, but he stepped out and said, I'll take the penalty. I'll pay the price. Whatever it takes, I'll do it for him. Glory, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you this morning, that's love. Oh, what a Savior. Praise the Lord. I deserve all the hell that I could get, and he deserves all the praise that he could get. Praise his name this morning. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Gary, that sounds like you need to sing it. Praise the Lord. We're just going to obey the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. It's in those, I think.
Yeah. Don't have it in your book. Sing right along with it. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Anyone else got anything? Praise the Lord. Huh? Well, I think so. His grace. Aren't you glad of it? Amen. Anyone else? In John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Ephesians chapter 2 says it's not by works, it's by grace through faith that we're saved. Not works lest any man should boast, it's the gift of God. Well, I tell you this morning that it don't matter who we are, what we can do, or anything about us. It's what Jesus has done. And God loved us so much. I tell you, what a He has given us. I was going to preach the message out of Acts and Psalms this morning, Psalms chapter 1. And I want to read a couple verses. I still want to read Psalm 1. When I was a little younger, I had this memorized. I can't hardly quote it all now, but I used to be able to. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." See, this verse here, there's two ways in life. There's two paths, and kind of the title that I had was two ways. There's two ways. The Bible says also in Proverbs 16:25, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." There's two ways. We've got two choices. We can go either way. It's so important that we choose life, that we accept the Lord into our lives and call upon the name of Jesus as early as we can. See, blessed or happy is the man that don't buy into the world's philosophy, that don't buy into the world's situation. That blessed is that man. See, the two parts here, there's a positive part and there's a negative. And the negative of it is what telling you what not to do. Don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Or don't listen to a bad person. Don't get your advice from somebody that don't care about the Lord or the things of the Lord. Then he goes on, "Nor walketh in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners." See, this is a regression. If you look at, and you look at, and when you are walking with somebody, you talk a little bit conversive. But then when you stand, see that? And then you're growing a little closer, and then the standing here goes from the conversive part of it until you're getting a little more continuing. See, kind of passive, but then you continue. And then when you go on, standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Then when you start sitting with somebody, you walk with them, and then you stop and talk with them, but then when you sit with them, that's when you start abiding. That's when you start dwelling. That's the word marriage comes up and the different things. And it's important that we abstain. The Bible said in the book of James, abstain from all appearance of evil. I know I've shared this, but a few years ago, I love root beers. And I've stopped and got me one of them root beers in a brown bottle, looked just like a beer bottle. I was going home, close to the house, me and another guy had been working outside, our faces was red, we was burning up, we was drinking them root beers, and the neighbor, we stopped, pulled up there and talked to the neighbor. And when I got to the house, the Lord whooped me up one side down the other and said, "Now what makes you think that he don't think you're drinking beer?" But here is the positive of it. But his delight. What gives you pleasure? What you desire? See, the delight. How much do we love the Word of God? Do we love it? Do we cherish it? Is it? See, it's alive. And if we believe that it's alive, we'd handle it different than we do, I believe. And we nurture the Word of God. He said his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he reads it day and night. He meditates on it day and night. See, there's a big difference. I can read something. I start letting it come all through my mind. And I'm all over and over and over. And I think. And then it starts permeating in my life. And then when I start thinking and I start dwelling on it, and I take a passage, I memorize that passage, and I think on it, and I dwell on it, and I carry a little thing around in my pocket all day, and I memorize, guess what? That sinks into my mind. That sinks into my heart. And then I start believing what that is, and it changes my life. And I am starting to create a different person in me through the Word of God. I have allowed it to permeate into my life and change me. The only books ever written will do that. But then if the Bible says, this person that don't get carried away and let the world's philosophy and take him down. Let me share this too. The ungodly is a bad person. The sinner, see, it's getting worse too. The sinner is once missed the mark. It's been guilty. It's an offender. But then the third one, the scornful, is one that makes fun of God. Scoffs at the Word of God. But then he delights in God's Word. He thinks on it day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. This imagery was taken from when they used to cut out little channels and water would come in and irrigate the gardens. And I can guarantee you that tree that's right beside that channel is a lot greener than the one over 100 foot. Had a tree fall over a few years ago right beside a creek. That tree kept blooming. That tree kept green. That tree kept shooting. Even though it's falling down, them roots was getting to the water, was getting to the good stuff. When we do what God has asked us to do, and we trust him with everything, we'll be like that tree, and the Bible says, and his leaf will not wither. He ain't going to dry up and grow away. He ain't going to die off in a little while. He's going to abide forever. I'm talking eternal life. I can't. I've got to carry on. Verse 4 is, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. In the book of Isaiah, Jeremiah, the prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? He said this here, that he would be like the chaff. And these, the process of going through and loosening the chaff off of the grain was called the threshing. And if you're an old country boy like me, it's thrashing. That's what it is. There used to be an old thrashing machine set up behind our barn. That's the way my papa called it. But anyway, they was threshing. It meant it would mill or pound. And then what would separate the chaff from the grain was called winnowing. We'd see that in the Bible. And they'd have big screens or big things. And you throw the grain up. And as the breeze come through, it blowed the chaff away. The chaff was useless. The chaff was no good. It didn't have any minerals. It didn't have stuff in it. They could put it in things for a filler. But as far as wholesome good, the grain is where the good was. But the chaff, the wind drove away. The Bible likens the ungodly to that chaff, which don't mean anything. That's useless and will perish and go away. Boy, I'd rather be that tree planted by the waters than that chaff any day, wouldn't you? Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Will not be able to stand, will not have a leg to stand on in judgment. But we will. See, we have an advocate to the Father. We've got a lawyer that'll plead our case. We've got someone that'll take a stand. And when we stand, our lives are just like we stand before God. And all the saints' accusers would be the one that come in and plead the case. And he'd say, he's dirty, he's filthy, he's rotten, he's a sinner, he ain't no good, and he deserves to go to hell. And then my lawyer would step in and say, yeah, that's right, Your Honor, but take me instead. Glory, hallelujah. Every bit of punishment he has, I'll take it. Let me have it. Boy, that's what we got standing in judgment for us, is the Son of God. And he looks over and he says, that's my boy in whom I am well pleased. It's like the little boy waiting on a bus. And the man come up and said, son, here, the bus ain't going to stop there. The bus stops down the road. He said, I'm all right, sir. He stood there a little while, and that man got his word. And he said, son, I'm telling you. He said, the bus will not stop and pick you up here. He said, I'm okay, thank you, though. The man walked off, and he was concerned. The minute the bus stopped, pulled up and stopped right where the little boy was. He got on the bus, and he looked at that man and said, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, my daddy drives the bus. Well, glory! Ain't you glad that Jesus' Father owns everything? He's the one that's got the final say, and it's his son that stands up for us. Glory, hallelujah! I'm glad to be saved this morning. How about you? For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the ungodly shall perish. Today's message, if you want to read it, Acts chapter 12, 20 through 25. Hurried. We read about it a couple weeks ago. Really wreaking havoc on the church, Herod Agrippa. This is Herod, the one that tried to kill Jesus. This is his grandson. He killed James. He was trying to kill Peter. The Lord delivered Peter. Now he was at Caesarea and made a big speech. And everybody said, oh, it sounds like a god. And he said, thank you. That's who I am. And God, the angel of the Lord, smote. Will you come? Do you know that you're saved today? Will you come? Do you have a loved one or a child or a spouse that's out of the will of God that needs to come? Won't you come and pray for that one? We could pray for our nation today. We may be on the brink of a nuclear war. You never know. It'd be good to pray for our leaders, pray for our military, pray for the people in our nation. Will you come today? Have you had a time in your life when you felt closer to the Lord? You were so close to Him, but you're not there anymore? This would be a good day to pick that relationship back up. Get back to where you was. Will you come? Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but I feel like I've been to church. Glory, hallelujah. Anyone have anything on your heart? Praise the Lord. Isn't it been good? Ray and J.M. ain't going to like this, are they? Praise the Lord. All hearts and minds clear. Hearts and minds clear. We'll come on back in a little bit and we'll pick right back up. Amen. Brother Tim, would you dismiss us?